WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset, your daily dose of wisdom and chill vibes, brought to you by yours truly, Taylor Reed. Ever wake up feeling like you're already running behind, swamped with stress before the day even starts? Yeah, I feel you. It's a wild world out there, full of emails, deadlines, and social media noise that can leave us feeling frazzled faster than you can say, coffee please. But here's the thing, friends, your emotional well-being matters. And it doesn't have to be an uphill battle. Today, we're diving deep into some practical tips to help you navigate those emotional roller coasters and build a foundation of inner peace, even when life throws its curveballs. Because let's face it, feeling good isn't just about being happy all the time. It's about having the resilience to bounce back from challenges, handle stress with grace, and truly enjoy the ride. So, buckle up, grab your favorite mug, and get ready to unlock some serious emotional well-being power. Here are 5 key takeaways to start your day strong and stay calm. First things first. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. Ever notice how you can spiral into a bad mood when your mind races with anxieties? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and even physical sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chaos and stepping back to observe the storm from a safe distance. Even 5 minutes of deep breathing or meditation can make a world of difference. Think of it as training your brain to chill out. Second, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we already have shifts our perspective and boosts our happiness. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or even a funny text from a friend. Gratitude is like a mental highlighter, emphasizing the positive aspects of our lives and reminding us that there's always something to be thankful for. Third, prioritize self-care. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? Our emotional well-being needs the same TLC. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a long walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of solitude. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Fourth, cultivate healthy relationships. We are social creatures, wired for connection. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you, folks who celebrate your wins and offer a listening ear during tough times. Strong connections create a safety net and remind us that we're not alone on this journey. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. You're human, and humans make mistakes. It's okay to have off days, to feel overwhelmed, or even to just need a break. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every small victory along the way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking into work after a stressful morning commute. You've got deadlines looming, emails piling up, and that one annoying coworker who just seems to rub you the wrong way. You feel your stress levels rising, and suddenly, you're tempted to snap at everyone around you. Sound familiar? We've all been there, but what if I told you there was a different path? What if instead of reacting impulsively, you took a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and practice mindfulness? You could acknowledge those feelings of stress without letting them control your actions. Maybe you take a quick walk outside to clear your head or simply focus on your breath for a few minutes. This small shift in perspective can have a ripple effect throughout your day. You might find yourself interacting with colleagues more calmly, handling challenges with greater resilience, and even feeling a sense of inner peace amidst the chaos. So, remember, emotional well-being isn't about achieving perfect happiness all the time. It's about developing the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, strength, and a whole lot of self-compassion. You got this. And don't forget, share your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know what resonates with you, what challenges you're facing, or even just how that cup of coffee is tasting. You can find me on all the social platforms, just search for Stoic Morning Reset. See you tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and chill vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.